Hello and welcome everybody to WCUA Radio, live to you from Edward J. Prisbola Center. This is Tuesday's Nightly News Update with Nick Barry. I am your host, Nick Barry. We have a special guest here in the studio today, Dr. Peter K. Kilpatrick in the WCUA studio. Thanks for joining me, President Kilpatrick. I really appreciate your time here being in the studio.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much, President Kilpatrick. President Kilpatrick, let me just give a brief overview of your background here. So President Peter K. Kilpatrick is the 16th president of the Catholic University of America. Dr. Kilpatrick took office on July 1st of 2022. In addition, Dr. Kilpatrick has an extensive background in the academic field. Prior to being president of Catholic University, Dr. Kilpatrick spent 24 years at North Carolina State University from 1983 to 2007, and as well, dean of engineering at the University of Notre Dame from 2008 to 2018. And from 2018 to 2022 was the Illinois Institute of Technology provost and vice president for academic affairs. President Kilpatrick currently holds and chairs 12 patents in chemical engineering. Dr. Kilpatrick received his A.B. in chemistry from Occidental College in Los Angeles, California, summa cum laude, in 1978, and his Ph.D. in chemical engineering from the University of Minnesota in 1983. He and his wife, Nancy, are parents of four adult children. President Kilpatrick, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate this on behalf of myself and WCUA. I appreciate you being on my show to take these questions, and I look forward to interviewing you. So let's just get going here and the questions that I have prepared for you. So when President Garvey was stepping down as a president, why did you apply to be the president of Catholic University, and what makes this place so special to you?
Well, first of all, Nick, I was asked to apply for the presidency. And in fact, I was strongly encouraged to apply by a close friend of mine, Carter Sneed, who's a law professor at the University of Notre Dame. He called me in November of 2021, and he said, I just learned that the Catholic University of America is looking for a new president. I think you'd be great at this job. Why don't you apply? And I really wasn't looking to become the president of a university. I was, in fact, I was actually contemplating retirement at that moment in time. And Carter eventually was very convincing. And so I did submit my application. I came for an interview. And to be honest with you, I fell in love with the place. I met a lot of the students. I met a lot of the faculty and staff. And I thought, gosh, what a wonderful community to be a part of. Maybe this could work. And so I went through the interview process. I was asked to become the president, and here I am.
Wow. Thank you so much, President Kilpatrick. I really appreciate it. Now let's go into your little bit of your background here before you came to Catholic University. You have 12 patents in chemical engineering. Is that right?
That's correct.
So what do the patents and some of your research go into, and what goes into the process of getting a patent? Because a patent, from my understanding, is you patent an idea that no one else can take. So can you just go into a little bit more of the detail of what goes into a patent and applying for a patent?
Sure. So I'm a chemical engineer, and for those people out there that are not quite sure what a chemical engineer does, most of engineering is very applied, very oriented towards the practical, that is, being of service to society. And so the research that a lot of engineers do is practical problem solving. How do I build a better car? How do I make clean energy? How do I do things that better society? So my research is in the area of what's called colloid and interfacial science. I've worked on many different ideas in that realm that have led to practical ideas that no one else had thought of and we thought could be useful, and we patented, and some of them were acted upon and have become parts of companies. And so I've been involved in several startup companies. But an example would be in the late 1980s with my colleagues at North Carolina State University, we invented new ways of measuring antibodies in blood. It's called immunoassay, and we did it in a way that really magnified the sensitivity of the immunoassay. Another example would be I worked with some colleagues at a startup company to come up with a food disinfectant that was edible. Different ideas that you take to practice, you reduce to practice, and then if it's useful, you patent it, and it typically becomes part of the IP portfolio of a company.
Wow. So do you ever go into like a store or something and you see something that made it to the market that say like, hey, that's my product that I helped start up?
Not directly, but indirectly, yes. I've seen products that have flown from our original ideas that we had a hand in, and yeah, that's part of what an engineer does.
Wow. Hey, great. That's great. And how you've been the president here since July 1st of 2022. How has your first year in office been, and how has it been like moving into Nugent Hall?
So the first year's been event-filled. I've traveled for the university 80 days in the first 9 months, just really traveling all over the country and really all over the world, meeting our trustees, our alumni, donors, parents, prospective students, and really trying to understand who is or what is the Catholic University of America, who is the community, what do we stand for, what's our culture, what are our aspirations and goals, and where are we going as a university, and what can I do to contribute to that? And I would say, you know, I've gotten very consistent picture about who the university is, and I attribute a lot of that to my predecessors, John Garvey and Bishop O'Connell. We're very family-oriented. The community feels and acts very much like a family, very welcoming, tight-knit, very joyful as a community. We're also, I think, we benefit a lot from everything that the nation's capital has to offer in terms of a dynamic community where there's lots of opportunities to be an internship with Fox News or to work at Children's National Hospital or to work as an intern at the Council on Foreign Relations or with a congressman. We're very much shaped as a university, I think, by the opportunities that we have here in Washington, D.C. And I appreciate that. There's lots of good things that have happened here. One of the things that I've determined in my first year here is that we need to grow. We need to be a bigger university than we are because we're a very comprehensive university and we have all these schools and colleges, but we don't have enough students in all these schools and colleges. So right now we're really focused on growth, and we are growing. We're growing at the undergraduate level. We're growing at the graduate level.
And now where has been some of the places you've been traveling to in your first year? Have you traveled more domestically or more internationally? And where's like some of the alumni and like prospective students really like located that you traveled to?
Yeah, mostly I've traveled domestically. As Cardinal Dolan, one of our trustees, likes to say, you know, the vast majority of Catholic University students and parents are in the Acela corridor, which is mostly from Washington, D.C. up to Boston. So I've been to all those major cities from Washington, D.C. to Boston, Baltimore, Philadelphia, parts of New Jersey, New York, Newark, Boston. But I've also been out to the West Coast, to Los Angeles and San Diego. I've been to Tucson. I've been to Fort Worth. I've been to Houston, been down to Florida, Miami, and different cities in Florida. Been to Richmond. The biggest crowds that I've talked to have been in New York and Philadelphia and Boston. Maybe not surprisingly, you know, those are three of the bigger cities that I've named. But we've had good turnouts almost every place I've been.
Wow, that's great, President Kilpatrick. I really appreciate you answering that. And now, how have you enjoyed campus life here? Campus life here is very extensive. There's a lot of speakers who come to campus. There's like numerous congressional members that come here, numerous speakers that come here. How have you enjoyed campus life here at CUA?
I've found campus life to be very enjoyable. We've tried to contribute to that, my wife and I. We've hosted a number of dinners in Nugent Hall. We've had, so far, we've had three student dinners where we've had 20 to 30 people in each dinner. I've also hosted a lecture series, the Presidential Speaker Series, and we'll do a lot more of that in next year and in the coming years. But I've really enjoyed the vitality of the campus life, and I've been to a number of the lectures myself, certainly a number of the lectures that the Institute for Human Ecology has hosted, a number of lectures that the School of Theology and Religious Studies has hosted. So I have found campus life here to be very good. There is a lot going on. And sometimes we step on each other's toes a little bit by having so many events. I'm not sure that's a bad thing, but it certainly makes it difficult to get to everything. But I have found the quality of what we do here to be very high.
Right, right. Well, thank you very much for that, President Kilpatrick. Now, how has your faith directed your career path? A lot of students here, since we're the Catholic University of America, go to students weekly on Sundays and also daily. How has faith directed your career path throughout your academic career?
Well, the only reason I'm here is because I'm a Catholic convert. If I weren't as committed to my faith as I am, I never would have taken this job. The reason I went to the University of Notre Dame to become the dean there was because I'm Catholic. I would not have gone there and left NC State University if I wasn't Catholic. So I would say my faith and my commitment to my Catholic identity has played an enormous role in my career path. And that's been something that's been a source of great joy for me. You know, I would like to think I'm making something of a difference in the places that I work at. And there's lots of work to be done. You know, I think religion in the public sphere has been under siege for a number of years now in the last 20 or 30 years. And that's unfortunate because our, you know, the founding fathers of the country and founding communities of the country were very deeply committed to religion being front and center in public life. And so I think we have a lot of work to do in this country to really reassert, you know, the role of faith and belief and religion in public life.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for that, President Kilpatrick. Now, since you've only been here a year, what are some of the goals that you have in mind here for the future of Catholic University? We have the nursing school that's under construction coming here in the fall that is expected to open in the fall. And we just recently just had the opening of Garvey Hall, which is the new student, essentially the cafeteria here on campus, but it's also the home of the Center for Career and Academic and Career Success. So what are the goals, some of the goals and career like ideas that you have here for the future of Catholic University during your time here in office?
So as I mentioned, Nick, I think the university has to be a lot bigger than it is given the composition of the university, 12 schools and colleges. So one of my major goals is to grow both our undergraduate student enrollment and our graduate student enrollment. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, number one, I think higher education is really being transformed before our eyes, and universities and schools of higher education will have to be larger in order for their business model to work in the future. Number two, you know, we've always been a graduate institution. We were founded as a graduate research institution. We're one of the founding members of the American Association of Universities, which is an elite group of research universities, and I think we need to get back to that identity as a, you know, as a very research intensive university, and we've lost a little bit of that in the last few decades. So I think we need to grow both our undergraduate and our graduate programs. I also think that universities have lost their way a little bit in the world of higher ed. A lot of people will ask, you know, what is the purpose of a university? What's the purpose of a university education? And it's not to prepare you for a career, although that is one thing you get from a university is preparing you for a career. What a university education really is all about is helping you become educated and to be a citizen who can really advance society. And that means you have to put all of your learning in the context of societal benefit, but also the love of knowledge and the universality of knowledge. So one of my other goals would be to try to imbue our university more with this sense that all knowledge is connected, all truths are connected, and that the truth of our religion and our faith can't contradict the truth of science or the truth of other knowledge. And so this bringing back this idea that all knowledge is integrated and connected, and we're already doing that to a large extent, but I think we can do so much more of that, and I think it'll help the students who come and are educated here understand this reality that truth can't contradict truth and it's all connected.
That's a great answer, President Kilpatrick. I really appreciate you answering that question. It sounds like you have a lot in mind for the future of Catholic University. Now, for seniors that are graduating on May 13th of 2023, what advice would you give them graduating from college? And what can seniors expect out of the upcoming commencement? This is your first commencement as a president of a university. What can we expect out of you?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer that the antidote to depression and mental health challenges and anxiety and really, a lot of the fears that many of our young people have today is gratitude. When you're grateful for what you've been given in life, when you're grateful for the gifts God has given you, when you're grateful for your personality, for your temperament, when you're grateful for your strengths, when you're grateful for even your weaknesses, it's really hard to be depressed or anxious or have mental health issues. And so one of my messages would be learn how to get in touch with what God has given you, with what your parents have given you, with what life has given you, and try to be grateful for that. When you're grateful, it really changes your attitude about life. And commencement's a great time to do that because a lot of students who are graduating will be there with their families, their parents, their grandparents, their siblings. Be thankful for them. Be thankful that they're in your life and that you have a family. Be thankful for the opportunity to have had a university education at a place like the Catholic University of America. So that'll be one theme that I'll try to focus on in my remarks. Perhaps another theme would be, and we talked about truth, another theme would be there's no truth without charity, and there's no charity without truth. The two really go together, and if you don't have both, you really have an impoverished sense of one or the other. So those are a couple of the ideas that I'm going to share.
Well, thank you very much for that, President Kilpatrick. I look forward to hearing you from at commencement coming up on May 13th, and it's coming up only in a few weeks, and it's coming up very fast.
Very quickly.
It's coming up very fast. My question that I have for you, too, is that it was released on April 20th, and it was just a little under a week ago, that Arthur C. Brooks will be the commencement speaker. And to the press release that I pulled up here is that on April 20th, it says, quote, the Catholic University of America announced today the New York Times bestselling author, columnist at The Atlantic, PhD social scientist and happiness expert, Arthur C. Brooks will be the keynote speaker at its 2023 commencement ceremonies on Saturday, May 13, 2023. And you said, quote, too often our society sees the glass half empty, looking largely at the negative. But Arthur Brooks is different. While a realist, he sees the world as a place where people can find purpose, happiness, and joy throughout our lives. Said Peter K. Kilpatrick, president of the Catholic University of America, his messages of searching for the good in all things and all people and life are words that our new graduates will surely want to hear. What was the process like picking Arthur C. Brooks as the keynote speaker at commencement on May 13th? And what do you hope to hear from him as well?
Yeah, so good question, Nick. I wanted a commencement speaker that could really deliver a meaningful, substantive message that would be enjoyable to our graduating seniors. And so I looked for someone with a positive message, I looked for someone who really had some substance that they could deliver. You know, a lot of times universities or colleges will pick celebrities and, you know, that's great. You know, they often will have something interesting to say. But I thought Arthur had a real wonderful message. I've read a couple of his books. One of them is called Love Your Enemies, and it had a big impression on me. You know, that's a message that Jesus delivered in the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, if you only love the people who are your friends or who are good to you, you know, what good is that? I mean, don't the pagans do that? And so, you know, learning how to see the good in all people, learning how to love your enemies, and learning what are some practical things I can do to find joy and happiness in my life. You know, and one of the things I would share with you is that joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so if you're not joyful, you know, what does that say about your life? You know, so I'm hopeful that our students will get a lot of out of Arthur's commencement talk. I've spent some time on the phone with Arthur, and I find him intriguing and thoughtful, and his words to have a lot of substance to them. So I do hope that everyone enjoys his talk, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much, President Kilpatrick. I have to ask you one last question that I'm interested in hearing. What do you like to do outside when you're not president of Catholic University? What are some of your hobbies that you really enjoy like to do?
So my favorite hobby, as anyone who knows me probably understands, is I love to play golf. But I haven't had much time. And by the way, President Garvey loved to play golf too. He was a golfer. I haven't had much time to do that. I think in the 10 months I've been the president, I've played maybe 5 or 6 times. So maybe I'll play a little bit more this summer. We'll see. But it does take a lot of time to play a round of golf. But I do enjoy that. Another thing I love to do is I love to read because I love to learn. So, you know, one of the things I would encourage our students and our community on, and I'm sure most of them already feel this way, is have a love affair with learning. You know, be a lifelong learner. Be curious about life. And then another thing I really enjoy doing, and it's because I'm a chemist as an undergrad and a chemical engineer as a graduate student, I love to cook because it's like doing experimental chemistry. And sometimes the experiment works out well, and sometimes it doesn't work out so well. But I do love to cook, maybe because I love to eat. But, you know, I think most people enjoy eating. So when they learn how to cook, they're like, oh, I can do this. But those are a few things I enjoy doing. And I love to spend time with my family.
Did you end up watching the Masters with John Rahm winning the Masters? So it was a very impressive win by John Rahm. And there was even an amateur winner that came in like within the top 15 or so that was a big amateur champion. It's still in college. That's still my age. That's still doing very well at the Masters.
Yeah. John's a pretty intense person. And he showed a lot of mental toughness winning the Masters.
Well, thank you very much, President Kilpatrick, for answering all my questions here. Do you have any lasting closing remarks here before I end this interview with you? I really appreciate you answering all the questions I have.
Yeah, I just want to share with your listeners that I'm always there for them if they need a friend in Nugent Hall. Everywhere I've gone on campus, I've shared that my only reason in being here at the Catholic University of America is to be of service to the students and to the community. So anyone out there in WCUA land, if you need some help from the president's office, feel free to reach out. And Nick, I appreciate the opportunity to share some thoughts on your show. So thank you for that.
Well, President Kilpatrick, again, I want to thank you for your time and for this interview for WCUA. I and WCUA really appreciate the dedication, the time that you've given us. And I also want to wish you luck here in your time here at Catholic University President after I graduate here, too. And I would just like to say that it's been a really great experience here at Catholic, and just interviewing over my years here at Catholic and at WCUA, I've interviewed 2 presidents in my time here, President Kilpatrick and President Garvey here as well. So, and I interviewed numerous faculty members and staff, and they've all brought in like new ideas and perspectives on things, and I've really learned a lot in what goes into filmmaking, what goes into theater. I've really learned and a lot about just interviewing here in the WCUA studio. So I just want to thank you for your time here on WCUA, and I just want to share with you that just it's been a great experience, and I want to thank you, and I want to shout out your communication staff for getting this interview organized.
Yeah, thank you, Nick, and thank you for your commitment to, you know, to radio, to interviewing, to journalism. Your questions were great. I enjoyed responding to them, and your manner and your style is one that puts people at ease. So thank you so much for the opportunity to come in and share with you and with the community.
Thank you so much, President Kilpatrick. Now, I am about to farewell off here at WCUA, so thank you so much, President Kilpatrick, for your time here again. And this is Tuesday's Nightly News Update with Nick Barry. I am your host, Nick Barry. This is episode number 20, and I really appreciate being on WCUA, and this is a farewell signing off from Nicholas Barry. So thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of your evening.